From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Chris Cherniak, sitting in for Pete Stoughton today. Summit County Clubhouse offers services to those dealing with mental illness. The clubhouse is based on a research-driven international model. The clubhouses are a true launching pad. If you know an adult with a history of mental illness, we can help them change their life, build their self-esteem, develop work skills, and achieve educational goals. Joining us in the studio to talk more about this are Amber McKay, the executive director, and Austin, one of those who uses the services of the clubhouse. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start with you, Amber, executive director. So what is your role there? This is a daily job for you, right?
This is a daily job, full-time, very intense. So I am the executive director of the Summit County Clubhouse, and we launched on August 5th. And so Prior to that, I was working with the board of directors on getting the infrastructure set up and getting the space and the budget and all of that good stuff. And so we have launched, we are here, and I do a lot of the administrative, but I also work directly with the members of the clubhouse.
Yeah, how many members are there?
So we started with two on our very first day, which was kind of fun and exciting. Yeah. And now we have tripled, so we're at seven in the first month. And so that was really exciting to see just within the first month that the program is starting to, you know, grow roots and get out there in the community.
So, Amber, I know that you have had experience with the clubhouse model in the past, I believe in the Salt Lake Valley. So tell us, the Clubhouse International is what it's called, right?
Correct,
The whole model. And tell us about the program internationally.
Sure. So Clubhouse started in 1948, where a bunch of patients came out of the New York State Hospital. And in the 40s, deinstitutionalization was starting to happen. Mm. They came out of the hospital to nothing. They had been in the hospital for years, had no education, no employment, no place to live when they got out of the hospital. And so they met on the steps of the New York City Public Library and formed a support group that was called WANA, stands for We Are Not Alone. And they really just worked to try to figure out how to live after being in the hospital for so many years. And then they got the help of a social worker from Michigan. His name was John Beard. He helped them get a house, and then he helped them get a space in Manhattan. And the house had a little fountain in the back. So the very first clubhouse is Fountain House, and it's still in Manhattan today. Mm-hmm. From there, over the years, clubhouse has been around for 70 years, the model has. And over the years, the clubhouse model has grown. There's now 330 clubhouses in 32 countries around the world. In the state of Utah, we are number 5. So I came from Alliance House, which was the very first clubhouse in Salt Lake City. They established in 1987. And I had been working there as clubhouse staff and then as an administrator for the last 13 and a half years. And then a group of wonderful citizens, both public and private, and in government and local citizens, came to Alliance House when they researched the clubhouse model and realized there's one in our backyard. It's just down in Salt Lake. Approached us about 2 years ago and said, we want to start a clubhouse in Park City. How do we do that? And I just kind of attached myself to them and didn't let go. Mm-hmm. And from there, it was great timing. They recruited me up here, and the rest is history. Now we're here and seven members strong. So that's the history of clubhouse, both locally and internationally, right. Really.
Great to hear. Yeah. Austin, we're so glad you could join us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Are you one of those first two that were there from
no,
the get-go?
No, I think I'm number 4 or 5. I don't remember which, but something like that. Because
okay.
I started just before the end of August, about the 27th or 28th, I believe. And I just recently started working at the Walmart with help from Amber and everyone else over there.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I've been there at Walmart working for just over a week and a half now. I'm doing very well, which is largely thanks to the clubhouse.
What are the services that the clubhouse provides for you?
Well, for one thing, they helped me actually do my interview. Like they did mock interviews with me to make sure I knew what I was doing when I went into the interview with Walmart. specifically Amber did that with me, mm-hmm. which was wonderful.
It was fun.
Fun indeed. They also helped me work on my resume a little bit
right.
because my resume was kind of
right.
iffy. That was both Amber and Phyllis, and I think Rick also, one of the members actually, who is an older gentleman, but he also helped me do a little bit with my resume as well, because he actually works at Whole Foods, and he helped me figure out some stuff with my resume as well.
So is that's one of the goals, is to try to get the members of the Clubhouse employed in the area in some degree?
Absolutely. So Clubhouse is many different things. First and foremost, it's a community. It's for people that have been diagnosed, adults that have been diagnosed with a mental illness, to have a community of support. A lot of times our members are coming out of the hospital. They have had estranged relationships with their families because of their mental illness. They have some substance use issues, and they really need to have a community that's supportive, that with like-minded people that are going to understand what they're going through.
Right.
So first and foremost, it's a community. Secondly, we don't really focus on clinical. We don't really do medications or therapy or med management or groups. We are focused on helping members go back to their lives. A lot right. of our members have come with amazing stories. They've had master's degrees, they have had six-figure incomes, and then they got sick, not something that they expected to happen. Mm. And then they've had hospitalizations or incarcerations, and now they're just kind of figuring out what they need to do next. And so they come to the Clubhouse, and they're quite literally regaining their confidence, their independence, skills that maybe were lost. Austin is a perfect example of someone who has literally helped us set up the infrastructure of the Clubhouse. He came in and I said, okay, one day I said, all right, guys, we got to set up QuickBooks. And he got on that. He set up our QuickBooks, got everything
really?
Ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to do that. So I'm relying on Austin's skills and his strengths and his abilities to get us going. So the members of the Clubhouse quite literally are running the nonprofit with us. And in doing so, they're learning those valuable skills to help them go back out to work. But it's not even just working. It's like, after so many times of hospitalizations and losing jobs, your confidence takes a hit.
Mm.
And so being able to
sure.
come back and to a place where you feel productive and you feel wanted and needed and you feel like you're ready to get back out there again, there's just something really magical about it. The other really unique thing about the Clubhouse is that we are not a client and staff-focused relationship. You know, Austin's my colleague. That's why Austin's here today. We
right.
do everything together side by side. The members are literally making the decisions in the Clubhouse.
So this really seems like a way to focus on and capitalize on even the skills that of the members. So in your case, Austin, you're good at QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that, you know, like you've talked about, some of the other members are good at
right.
helping with resumes
yeah.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Austin, could you just speak to the level of support here versus what you found before you came to Clubhouse? I mean, where did you go for these kinds of
worlds
services?
Apart? Because before I lived out in Salt Lake, which was I actually started at the Alliance House Clubhouse before I moved out here to Park City. But before I was even in Salt Lake, I was living in Florida. Florida has they do have clubhouses out there, but I didn't even know about Clubhouse and the whole Clubhouse model back when I lived in Florida. The entirety of their mental health facilities are, aside from the Clubhouse model area that they have in Florida, is so backwards.
Mm.
They're more focused on getting people heavily medicated to help them than they are on actually helping them build their skills and what they need to live their lives.
Right. And then be engaged
right.
and productive.
Mm-hmm.
In
exactly.
getting work into the community. That wasn't happening in Florida.
Nope. Almost not at all.
So how did you make your way out here?
My parents live out here, and they have been since, I think it was 2014 or 15. And when my parents moved out here, for a while they were out here on their own, and then they were like, you know what, let's bring Austin and my older sister Caitlin out here.
Hmm.
My brother goes to college. He's the youngest of the five of us. Yes, there's five kids in my family. But he's actually out here for the current semester as well. But me and my sister were the ones who were still living in Florida, and my parents were just like, you know what, let's bring them out here, see how it goes. We moved out here, and we've just kind of been stuck ever since.
Right.
But in a good way.
Right.
It's good to get stuck.
Yeah. We definitely enjoy it out here, although my sister is actually out in Harriman right now. She lives out there. Mm-hmm. But I moved out to Salt Lake with my sister for a while, and then I moved, as I said, back up to Park City with my parents. But I'm also just about to move into my own place. Yay.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So this is a transitional
right.
Form to go from the clubhouse to your own place. And is that one of the, Amber, is that one of the goals
so
too?
The members don't live at the clubhouse. We run like a business. So we're open Monday through Friday. Well, not right now. Most clubhouses are. We're starting to, you know, we're a startup, so we're getting there. But that's one of the things that clubhouses does support with. So the clubhouse in Salt Lake City owns actually 20 apartment units for their members. We don't have that yet. You know, again, we're starting up. But that is the goal, is to try to help members find their independent housing in the community.
Okay, so you're located at the Christian Center. It's wonderful that they created space for you there.
Yes, thank you, Christian Center. We appreciate your support.
Is it, tell me the schedule. I forget it now. But it's like,
so right now we're open at the Christian Center running the clubhouse Monday and Friday from 10 to 2, and Wednesdays from 10 to 4. Our goal is to obviously be going 5 days a week, you know, full 8:30 to 4:30, and also have our own space eventually. We really appreciate the Christian Center support, but we're going to outgrow that very quickly, and we'll need to have our own space for which we can be running 5 days a week.
Final question. I'm trying to envision who can benefit from the services. Say you're someone who hasn't been in a clinical setting, yet you may be suffering from, say, anxiety when it comes to trying to put yourself into a situation like Austin where you can go and apply for a job.
Right.
Is it open to anyone that just happens to wander by, like someone in that situation?
Kind of. The clubhouse model best serves those who have been diagnosed with mental illness. So when we think about that, we're thinking of schizophrenia, anxiety, depression, PTSD, bipolar disorder, diagnoses. If someone has not been diagnosed or is not getting clinical services, that should not be a deterrent, because that's one of the things that the clubhouse does, is we help people get the services that they need, whether it's food, whether it's medical, whether it's employment or education, whether it's mental health services, housing. That's one of the things the clubhouse does. We are trying to reintegrate our members into the community and have them be successful and independent. So if someone, you know, doesn't have a clinical service, they can most certainly come, and we can help them get that support, and then they can become a member of the clubhouse.
Okay. Contact information, either
you can email us
or online.
info@summitcountyclubhouse.org, or summitcountyclubhouse.org is our website, web address with all our contact information. We're also on Facebook, so come find us. We put a lot of really awesome successes up on Facebook, like Austin getting a job, and people seem to be really excited about that, which of course we are. So,
Yeah.
Well, we're excited for you. And we'll also put those links on our website on the shows tab on kpcw.org when we post this show later on today. So, Amber and Austin, thank you so much for joining us on the Mountain.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us